In its more than 125 years, Ryman Auditorium has hosted just about every kind of show imaginable. Church revivals, boxing matches, and of course, for many years, it was the home of the Grand Ole Opry. But there's one kind of performance that's never topped the bill at the Ryman: hip-hop. That is, until this weekend, when the Wu-Tang Clan will play a sold-out show. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Ask any visitor to the Ryman who they think of when they think of the historic theater, and a certain kind of performer comes to mind.
Definitely Johnny Cash, for starters.
Very easy to be true.
Dolly Parton.
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Patty Griffin.
For heavenly day.
Folks like that, yeah.
But this weekend, it'll be a completely different sound that fans will hear at the Mother Church of Country Music. New York's quintessential rap group is on an international tour to celebrate the 25th anniversary of their breakout album, Enter the Wu-Tang. It's an historic moment, not the least because this will be the first time a hip-hop act has headlined the 2,300-seat venue.
It's just not intuitive to have necessarily a hip-hop show at the Ryman.
Eric Holt is a Nashville concert promoter. He also teaches about the music business at Belmont University.
It's going to be interesting. I mean, the energy, I think, is going to be different.
But before we get to the Wu-Tang, some history of the Ryman. The theater opened in 1892, and in its earliest days, it hosted all kinds of gatherings and performances. Reunions of Confederate soldiers, the Fisk Jubilee Singers, Harry Houdini, and Helen Keller all filled the Ryman's wooden pews.
And, you know, literally, it was a church that was not exclusive, actually. So the diversity in the Ryman kind of goes way back.
In fact, the auditorium didn't specialize in any kind of performance until a half century after it opened. That's when it began hosting a barn dance-style radio show featuring what was then known as hillbilly music.
Well, I broke a string, boys, so I'm going to have to do something here.
Documentary filmmaker Ken Burns has been making an 8-part series on the origins of country music.
What happened here is that the barn dance evolved into the Grand Ole Opry.
Many cities had similar shows, but Burns says Nashville's central location made it especially popular with touring musicians.
It was possible for the performers to be there on Saturday night and then scatter to the winds for a week, and people began to gravitate to Nashville.
The Grand Ole Opry played at the Ryman until the 1970s. Then the radio show moved to the Opryland Amusement Park and a custom-built theater, bigger, with padded seats instead of those uncomfortable wooden pews. The Ryman fell into disrepair and was close to being torn down. But then in 1991, Emmylou Harris recorded a live album that captured its spirit.
Is it wonderful to sit out there? I mean, is this a great place to sort of feel the hillbilly dust?
It won a Grammy.
Anyway, this is the best. This is the best.
That inspired a renovation, and musicians began to see the Ryman as a prestige venue. Rock, soul, and R&B acts, from NDRE to the Foo Fighters, all wanted to play there. A few of those artists even brought along hip-hop performers as opening acts.
It's not, you know, this isn't your grandparents rhyming.
Shannon Sanders is a Grammy-winning musician and record producer. In the 1980s, he was a member of one of Nashville's first hip-hop groups. He says the hip-hop scene here has long lived in the shadow of country.
It's just been hard to be a part of the narrative of the city's musical story.
But that narrative has grown more complex. There's renewed interest in the city's once vibrant R&B scene. And Sanders says listeners have become more diverse in their tastes, switching seamlessly from country to rock to hip-hop. The Wu-Tang Clan playing the Ryman is a sign of all of that.
You know, the Ryman has had to grow up too, and had to grow up into what the city is. You know, Wu-Tang is ready for the Ryman, but also the Ryman is ready for Wu-Tang.
I did make an offer on 50 Cent.
Pam Matthews was the Ryman's general manager in the 2000s.
And I also feel it's possible I made an offer on Insane Clown Posse.
Matthews says it just isn't true that the Ryman has been reluctant to book hip-hop acts. The hesitation has come from the performers. Not many hip-hop musicians have been looking for a venue of the Ryman's size. They've instead tended to go to small nightclubs or big arenas. They also often want spaces where people can get up and move, which isn't easy with those pews.
The pews are where they are, and they are screwed into that, you know, 125-year-old wood, and they're not coming out.
But hip-hop fans are starting to change, particularly the ones who came of age listening to the Wu-Tang Clan in the 90s. They're now older, more affluent, maybe a little more interested in sitting.
And you may actually have 40-year-olds bringing their kid? I'm not sure.
For its part, the Ryman isn't making a big deal about the show. In a written statement, the auditorium's leaders say they're always aiming to bring in a diverse audience. It's a viewpoint that Matthews echoes.
The Ryman really is there for Nashville to be the city stage.
So while the Wu-Tang Clan is the first hip-hop act to headline at the Ryman, it almost certainly won't be the last. For WPLN News, I'm Chaz Sisk.